everyone getting spoiled.
He didn't start yet, so okay.
At the beginning of the Perek, the opening line in the Mishnah, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah has the machlok, the Gemara has the machlok, how many dayanim do you need to supervise the chalitza, whether three or five? So we pass the Mikra then three. Oh, this Friday there's going to be a chalitza in the yeshiva. So whoever's interested, wow. Yeah. I won't be able to be there. I have to be at the OU on Fridays, but someone is interested, you should come. Usually on the fifth floor in Gluck, in the Gluck building. That's where they have the Besna office there. So the Mishnah has a machlokes, whether three or five, and we pass the three. So what's the din? So the Mishnah calls it Shlosha Dayanim. So some suggest, but they don't have to have smicha. Afilu Shloshtim had yetis, they don't have to have smicha. So some had a suggestion, maybe it's just like there's a din that a get in Kiddushin needs two Eidim L'Kiyum Adov, or so maybe over here it's a din that you need three Eidim L'Kiyum Adov. Who says that it's a din of Bezin? Maybe it's a din of Eidus L'Kiyum Adov, instead of two, here you need three. Who says that it's Dayan? So we just learned the Mishnah, that's where we left off last week, Kuv Dalar Aman Aleph, the top Mishnah has the Machlokes, where the Chalsa Balayla, Chalitzosek Sherif, or Psula. So the Tanakhama holds Sheira, Abloza Paisel, and we pass like Abloza. So what's the Shaila? So the issue is because a Kviyas, Tchilas Kviyas Bezin has to take place by Yom. We discussed last week the Psukim, Oyabi Yom Achilo Azbanov goes on, Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin has to take place by Yom. So then the way we pass on Aloche, that if you do Chalitza Balayla's Pasel, so it's clear that you need a Bezin. That's why Balayla is no good, because there's no Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin Balayla. Shad is the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, the majority opinion, the way it's presented. Chalitza Balayla is kosher. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe it means that all you need are three Eidim L'Kiyum Adov. Maybe it's not a Din HaBezin at all. So you see from the Gemara. The Gemara held not so. The Gemara says, what is the Nekudas HaMach like his Lema? Should I say, Baho Kom L'Fliki, right after the Mishnah Kuv Dalam Nach. What is the Nekudas HaMach like his, whether you can have Chalitza Balayla? So the Gemara says, maybe this is the machlokes. The Mar Sava Akshina Rivim, the Negoim, Mar Sava Leim Akshina. What is it? The Pasuk says, Rashi quotes, from Devarim chapter Chaf Aleph. It's by Egel Arufa. It says in the Chumash, Ki Motze Cholol Ba'adoma. If you find a murdered body, a Jewish person was murdered, Lo Nada Mihiko, so the Bez Nagodol has to send representatives, and they measure to the cities, Svivis HaCholol, and the city that's established, that it's the closest, they have to bring an Egel Arufa, and the Kohanim from the city have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kapil Yam Chesal Shem Padis Hashem. They ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for atonement, for forgiveness. So the Pasuk says, the Kohanim, Al Piyam Yir Kol Riv V'chol Nega, the Kohanim who take care of Rivim, they take care of Dine Torah, because the Kohanim and the Levim are supposed to be sitting and learning. Klal Yisrael is giving them Matnas Kuna, Matnas Leviyah. They didn't get a Chelek Boris. They got Ori Halvim here and there, a couple of Ori Halvim, but they didn't get a big Chelek and Eretzel like the other Shvatim. So they can't really make a decent Parnasa. So Klal Yisrael have to give them, support them with the Choptal of Matnas Kuna, with the Maiserishan. So it says they're supposed to sit and learn, and they're supposed to be paskening all the shailas. There's a din l'chatchila. It says, if you don't know what the din is, you go to the Bez Nagodl. V'vasa l'kohanim arvei mashiach b'yamim mohaim. L'chatchila, it's a mitzvah to a point, if you have two candidates to be members of a Bez Nagodl or members of a Sanhedrin, and one is a kohen or a levi, the other one is not, so it's preferable to appoint the kohen or the levi. Because that's the role of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is supposed to be learning all the time and paskening all the shaymas. So it says, Al Piyam Yir Kol Riv V'chol Nega. The Kohanim is supposed to take care of Dine Torah. Supposed to be learning and paskening shaymas and taking care of Dine Torah. V'chol Nega. When you have Nega Tzara, so the Kohen has to pasken whether it's Tomei Torah. Even if you have a big Talmud Chochma and knows all the Dinim, he has to tell a Kohen, Zog Tomei, Zog Tohar. But the Kohen has to declare it. So because the Pasuk has the two mentioned, one next to the other, Api Emiya Kol Riv, Echol Nega, so the Gemara says, maybe there's an issue here, Behekesh, Makshin and Rivim Lenegoim. What's the din? Nega Tzaras, he can only look at the Nega, Boya B'yom. Rashi writes, Ma Negoim Riyasa B'yom Dechsiv, Vayikri Yagim, V'yom Hero is Boy, that's Mishnais and Negoim. The Kohen has to look at the Nega Tzaras Dachke B'yom, and not Balayla, if it's a Yom HaMa'unan, if it's a cloudy day, it has to be a nice sunny day. So the Gemara raises an issue. Should I say Makshin on Rivam Lenegoim? Just like Rias Negoim has to be Bayom, so too Adin Torah has to be Bayom. So the Gemara raises the issue. Is there such a thing as a Makshin on Rivam Lenegoim? So the Gemara says, if Makshin on Rivam Lenegoim, so just like Rias Negoim has to be Bayom, every Bezna has to be Bayom. And if Loi Makshin or Riven Lenegoim, then not, it's possible to have a Bezin Balayla. Is Taka, do you say Makshin or Riven Lenegoim? So the Gemara says there, this is in Sanhedrin Lamed Dalet. So the Mishnah lists off Asore Chilukim Shedain Dinim Amnus L'Dinim Nefoshes. The Mishnah starts off Echad Dinim Amnus L'Dinim Nefoshes Nid Rishim Echakira. But Ma Bein Nefoshes L'Mam, what are the differences? And the Mishnah rattles off 10 Chiluk Yedinim the Mammon's and the Fashion. So one of them is that Baman is done by Yom Agam Balayla, as long as the Kviyas Yishiv is Bezn was by Yom, before the Shkia, the Bezn can continue to discuss the case deep into the night. And by Din and Fashas, it has to be done by Yom Agam Balayla, the Gam and by Yom. By Din and Fashas, the Gemara Din has to take place by Yom also. So the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin that Reb Meir disagrees with the Mishnah, even though usually it's not Mishnah Reb Meir. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Din Imam is done by Yom Agam Balayla. It's Deloike Reb Meir. It's unusual. It's not Mishnah Deloike Reb Meir, because Reb Meir holds Makshina and Rivim Linegoyim, and just like Nega Tzarah has to be Bayom, so the whole Din Torah has to be Bayom, including the Gemar Din. It has to be done by Yom Agam and Bayom, even by Mominus. So the Gemara says, should I say that that's the issue over here? The Machlokes Hatanoim, if you hold Makshina and Rivim Linegoyim, then every bezin has to be bayom. The Gemara never raised the possibility to say that it's three edim l'kiyum adover. The Gemara should have said simply, maybe it's just a din of edim l'kiyum adover, just like the git and the kedushin. But over here you need three edim l'kiyum adover. So that's lo bo b'cheshbon. The first line in the parak, all the tanoim subscribe to it. That's dayonim shloshim mitzvus chalitza b'shloshe dayonim. Not that Hadyoitis is good because it's Eidus L'Kim Adam. It's a din of a bezin over here. And the Gemara said before that the Pasuk only says you need two or four. It doesn't say you need three or five. And the reason why we shifted it from two to three, we made the four to five, because we have a rule, Ein Bezin Shakum. So clearly it's a din of bezin. Everybody holds a din of bezin. Nobody ever said that it's going to be a din in Eidus L'Kim Adam. Yeah. So Gemara just said, should I say this is the Shaila, where the Makshinim read from the door, and Masavar Loi Makshin and Tanakama holds, you can have a Bezin Balayla. Masavar Nachamon. Masavar Makshinim read from the Negoim, so the whole Psak has to be Bayom. Masavar Loi Makshinim read from the Negoim, Masavar Loi Makshinim read from the Negoim. Nobody holds like our mayor. In Sanhedrin, Makshin, if someone would hold like Reb Meir, I feel the Gemar Din Balayla Nami Loi. Even the Gemar Din Imamunus wouldn't be good Balayla, and that we don't pass them like that. So that's Shaloi Kaloche. We're not going to interpret that either of the Tanai Meir holds Shaloi Kaloche. We have rejected Reb Meir's opinion. The Gansa Machloikis is the following. We accept the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that Tchilos Din has to be Bayom, and the Gemar Din can be Balayla Imamunus, and we're not talking about Nefoshis over here. But the Shad is what it means. Tchilos Din has to be Bayom. So we usually learn the Poshup Shad the way we set it up last week. Tchilos Din means the Kviyas Yeshivas Bezna has to be Balal. Where do you see that there's a din of Kviyas Yeshivas Bezna? There's a din. How to be Kaveh Yeshivas Bezna? So Leitchi quoted that there's a Gemara in Perek HaZohav. There's a Mishnah in the end of Perek HaZohav in Bob Metziah Chamish. Chamish Pruta saying. There are five dinim that depend on a Pruta. Kiddushin is a pruta, karkas niknas bekesav is a pruta, pidyon hegdash, pidyon masisheni has to be a minimum of a pruta. So it says also there, you can't begin at Kriyas Yeshiva's Bezna. If I have tvi against you that you owe me less than a shaver pruta, let's say you bought some candies from my store, and the candies sell 10 for a penny. I say, you bought one candy, and you owe me, you agreed to pay me a tenth of a penny. So you mechuyev to pay. If you scratch my car and the hezek is less than a shaver pruta, if you beat me up and the hezek is less than a shaver pruta, if it's a chiyav mamon that the Torah imposes, and the Torah never imposes a chiyav of pachas m'shaver pruta. But if it's a hischaivis midas, the person borrows less than a pruta, or he buys some merchandise which sells for less than a shaver pruta, he can't have a hischaivis. A hischaivis midas, he can have less than a shaver pruta, but you can't initiate it in Torah. Can't start it in Torah if the whole tviya is less than a shaver pruta. But once they already started it in Torah, once they made a kriyas yeshivas bezna on a shaver pruta, then the Gemara says you can continue to be done even the other issues which are over less than a shaver pruta. It's just that didn't the tchilas kriyas yeshivas bezna. So that's what we pass him, that the kriyas yeshivas bezna has to take place by yom. Once you kaveh by yom, then you can continue into the night. So that's what Reb Lezer holds over here, paisel, because here the bezna is beginning balayla. They're going to start chalitza balayla. The kriyas yeshivas bezna is balayla. So the Gemara says, "V'ocha b'ol kamuflig masav v'chalitza ketchilas din damya," because the kriyas yeshivas bezna is going to be balayla. It's not good. Umar sover and the Tanakama holds chalitza kigmar din damya. How is chalitza kigmar din? It's the kriyas yeshivas bezna is beginning in the middle of the night. How is that good? So I think the pashtus is what happened by the case of chalitza. My brother was married and he died, leaving no children. So the question is his wife permitted to remarry? So after Mises Habal is whatever, a woman is married, so Mises Habal is mata the woman to marry, there's no chi of Misa. But if there's a surviving brother, it's my brother who died, I'm still alive. So if there's a surviving brother, so the Mises Habal is the Tchilas HaHeter, and the Gemar HaHeter is if the Yovam does the Chalitza. So that's It's the Gemara of the Heter. The Chalitza is not the Haschol of the Heter. The Chalitza is the Gemara of the Heter. The Bezdin is on. You don't need a Bezdin when the brother died. No need for a Bezdin to watch when the brother dies. So the Kriyas Yeshiva's Bezdin is going to be Balayla. So that's why Marsov, Rav Lezer, two gears of the mission. The Tana Rav Lezer, we pass like him, he holds Paisel. You can't have a Kriyas Yeshiva's Bezdin Balayla. Well, Marsov and the other Tana holds, no. The din is that if the bezdin is taken care of, let's say the following case. Let's say we had a din Torah and we started on Sunday afternoon. We had a yeshiva's bezdin for a couple of hours and it went till after the shkia. Then we didn't finish the whole discussion, so we have to continue on Monday. So let's say we'll start Monday night. Monday night, we're going to finish. We're going to wrap the whole thing up on Monday night. But Monday night, that's not the hemshech of the yeshiva's bezna on Sunday. We had a big hesach hadas. There was a big hafsaka. We davened chakras and mincha and ma'ariv in between. We ate breakfast, lunch, and supper. There was a whole day in between. You can have a week in between. You want to wrap up the case. So you have to start another yeshiva's bezna. So we assume whenever you start the kviyas yeshiva's bezna, it has to be bayom. So my sova, the Tanakhama holds not so. A bezdin that's going to take care of a gemar din, that kviyas yeshiva's bezdin can be balayla. So this is considered whenever the bezdin does chalitza. The bezdin is beginning with the chalitza. They didn't have any yeshiva's bezdin before. They're beginning with chalitza. But chalitza is the gemar of the mata. The mata began with the Mises Habal, and it continues. The chalitza is the gemar of the mata. The Mises Habal takes off the Einish Misa. Eishis Ishis Inza has Misa. And Yevamah Lashuk only has Malkus. So see, Eishes Hamis Achutzah Liizar. She's not allowed to live with anybody else. That's a lot. But there's no Misa. So the Chalitza, the act of Chalitza, is considered the Gemara of the Mata that began with the Misa. So to make a Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin regarding a Gemara, the Tanakhama holds that that's okay. But we don't pass like that. We pass in that it depends. The Tchilas Yeshivas Bezin always has to be by Yom. Not that a Bezin that's going to take care of a Gemara can make a kviyas balayla. That's the maskana. Baruch ha'bol kamer flig masar ketchilas din masar kigmar din damya. So how do we paskin?
If the misa is ha'ach was balayla and a minute later they want to do the chalitza, is that a gemar a layla?
There was no bezin by the misa sabal. Yeah, you can always do, according to the Tanakhama, you can always do the Gemar Balayla. You don't need the Mises HaBal should be by Yom. Mises HaBal does need
no,
a Bezin.
So there's nothing, even if there's no Yom in between you.
It's always going to be a Gemara. The Chalitza is the Gemara of the Matir.
Right.
But it needs a Bezin.
Right.
So we Paskin, Chilas Kriyas Yeshivis Bezin has to take place by Yom. The Tanakhama holds no. A Bezin that's going to take care of a Gemara, going to wrap up an Esik that already began earlier, that Yeshiva's Bezin can't take place by Laila. We don't, and the Gemara is going to continue to say, we don't pass him like that. So the Gemara says, Rabba Barchia Katusva, okay, that was his name. Ogaruv, he supervised the Chalitza, and there were three kulas that he introduced. First of all, instead of using a leather shoe, he used bamok, he used a different material for the shoe. Ubi Yechidi, he didn't have a bezin, not of three, not of five. Yeah, he was a yochid, all by himself. Uba Laila, three strikes against him. So Shmuel was very upset about this. So Shmuel said, in disgust, Rashi says, Kama Rav Gurei, the guy's such a big shot. He thinks he's the God's gift to the world, such a big Tanas Chala. David Ki Yechida, he follows everything as Shittas HaYochid. He doesn't use a leather shoe, and he doesn't have a bezin of three, and he does it by Laila. So the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is the problem? Isn't that what it says in the Mishnah? Mishnah says, Chalitza, the Tanakhama is the majority opinion. Rav Lozer is the Yochid. So the Mishnah says, my kasha, what was bothering Shmuel about what he did? Imok, if he was upset, why he's using a shoe that's not made from leather, Stalmatanya. We had before in Bryce's. Bryce's said that with other shoes, not from leather, as long as it's Megan. As long as it protects the foot. If the Yavama just takes off the socks are not Megan. But if it's a pair of sneakers or something like that, or something that cracks or something that does protect the foot, it is good. So what's wrong? Elila, if he was, Shmuel was upset why he did the Chalitza Balayla, Stamatanya. The Mishnah starts off, Chalitza Balayla, Chalitza Sekshera. The majority opinion that it's good. Rav Lezer holds that it's no good. So why did Shmuel say, Dovid Ki Yechido, it's the minority opinion? That's what he was unhappy about. The third point, that he didn't convene a bezin of three. Yeah, the yechidi kakashale. That's what Shmuel was upset. Why did he have the chalitz only supervised by himself? The yechido katani lo. The Mishnah records it only as a shita sayochel. Why the snan? The Mishnah on the base says chalitza b'shnayim. We pask and chalitza is supposed to have a bezin of three. So what if you only had two people in the bezin? So really, the pasuk only says, "Also min tashalein has kainim." Since kainim is plural, so mir brab mishnayim. So really, you should be good enough with two. The only reason why we said you need three is because ein bezin shalkum. So maybe the din of ein bezin shalkum is only lachatchila. Maybe b'diavad it's good. So the Mishnah says chalitza b'shnayim. If you did chalitza with only two dayanim, there's room to think that it's good. Ein has kainim. You have two kainim. There were three dayanim. Then it turns out one of the three members of the bezin is a relative. He's a krayv ma'pasal dayanim, or he's a ganav, or he's pasal edus pasal. Whoever's pasal edus pasal dayanis. So the Tanakhama says chalitza sabsul. It's no good because you need a bezin of three leikuva. Even though the din of three is only based on ein bezin shakol, but that's ma'akib b'diavad. And then it says in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan Sadler, they're two minority opinions, two Tanaim, Machshirim. They say that it's good. Amai said, once it happened, Bechon Shechol's Ben Olav Besa Asurim, the Yovam and the Yavama were both in prison, and they couldn't get other Dayanim to come. It wasn't visiting hours, maybe it was a solitary confinement or something. So they did a Chalitza, no one was watching. Obob Maisa, the name Rabbi Akiva, and they asked Rabbi Akiva Mehirsha. Rabbi Akiva Paskin, that it's good. That you don't need it. The Bezdin is not Me'akev B'diyev. Yeah. And they believe them. They believe them. Let's say a man is Mekadosh and Isha, and he says, and she says, they both say he was Mekadosh and Isha. But you need Eidus Lekim Adover. By Gitvi Kedush, you need Eidus Lekim Adover. So how can you do over here? Chalitza. Cholaz Beinola Beinola. There was mamish nobody there. So there's no, you don't even need Eidus Lekim Adova. You don't even need Eidus Lekim Adova. Our practice is that we have a bezin of, we have bezin of three, and then we have two more nosafim. We mentioned they sit the three Dayanim sit in one direction, and then the other two sit at a right angle to the three to demonstrate that they're not really part of the Bezin. And the five people on the Bezin sit, and the Yavam and the Yavama stand that we had before. That was the top line on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. Top line on Kuf Gimel Amid says, Ben Oymed, Ben Yoshev, Ben Muta. Chalitza is good, whether standing or sitting or leaning or resting, reclining. The Tosis over there says, the L'chatchila should really be Bamida. Out of respect for the Bezin, they should stand. So the three Dayanim and the two Nosafim, they sit. The Yavam and the Yavama stand. And then we have, in addition to that, we have two Edim who stand. We have two Edim who stand because they need Edis L'kiyam Adoreh. Whose idea is that? That's the Nemuk Yosef says like that. The Nemuk Yosef has a Chiddush. We'll have to discuss it. He says that you need a Bezin of three, and in addition you need Edis L'kiyam Adoreh. Rabbi Kivega has in the middle of the Sefer Drush V'Chiddush has a Chiddush on the Gemara. On different Masechtas. In the middle of Drush V'Chiddush, there are a couple of pages that have Shabbos and Shuvas. So he has a short Shuvah about this. He says he doesn't understand why the minig is like that. Why do you need five Dayanim sitting and two Edim standing? Let the five Dayanim serve as the Edim, L'kiyam HaDovar. What are you going to say? Edim have to stand and Dayanim have to sit. That's Taka L'din. We understand HaNashem HaShel HaHem HaRiv Lifnei HaShem. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, V'yam d'shnei ha'anashim, the Din Torah only has two people? What if you have 50 shutvim on this side and 50 shutvim on that side? And the two corporations, the two companies are fighting with each other. So you have 100 baladinim. You don't always have two baladinim. You don't always have two baladinim. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Shavuot, Daf Lamed says, V'yam d'shnei ha'anashim is a reference, Elo ha'edim. Ashelahem hariv, Elo baladinim. Lifnei Hashem, Elo ha'dayanim. So you have to have, the proper thing should be the Edim have to stand when they give Agadah's Edis, the Baladinim have to stand when they present their case to the Dayanim, and Dayanim are supposed to sit. The Gemara darshans the Pasuk as if it were written with a Vav, says, V'yam d'shnei ha'anashim asher lohem hariv. So the Gemara interprets it as if it were written, V'yam d'shnei ha'anashim va'asher lohem hariv. The two Edim have to stand, the Din says you need two Edim, Vashelahem Hariv, and the Baladinim also have to stand, however many Baladinim there happen to be. So the Edim and the Baladinim have to stand, and the Bezin has to sit. So the Kaveger asks, why do we have two Edim standing by the Chalitza and five Dayanim sitting? Let the five Dayanim serve as the Edim. So someone might perhaps suggest, because the Edim have to stand and the Bezin have to sit. So he says, Edim have to stand. So let's say when you sign a Ksuba, the Edim, so they have to stand. We usually recommend they should sit because they're going to sign the name. It's going to be sloppy. So you tell them to sit. How do you sit? But you're giving Haggadah's Edus. So Kevega says the answer is the only time we require Edim to stand is if they're giving Haggadah's Edus in the presence of the Bezin. So out of respect for the Bezin, they're talking to them. So the Edim have to stand to show respect to the Dayanim who are sitting. But if you have Edim signing a Ksuba or Edim signing a Get, there is no Bezin at all. And even if there isn't Bezin by Chalitza, but the Edim are not talking to the Bezin. Edis L'kiyam HaDovah, that's the Edim by wedding. You need Edis L'kiyam HaDovah. Anybody say, L'chatchila, the Edim have to stand? They don't have to stand. There's no Bezin over there. There's no need for any Bezin. They only have to stand out of respect for the Bezin if they're talking to the Bezin. So Rabbi Kevega Tainas, by Chalitza, even if you are like this, Rabbi Yosef, that you need Edis L'kiyam HaDovah by the Chalitza, let the Dayanim serve as the Edim. What does it din? Ein eid nasa dayan. An eid, the Gemara learns that from a posse, ein eid nasa dayan. An eid cannot become a dayan. That's only, Tyson says, and if you misif, that's only eid hameid. If the eid testified, but the eid is just watching, is eid haraya, he's not an eid hameid. So that's eid is nasa dayan. The eid can serve as a dayan. That was in Shulchan Aruch, it has like this. When a woman gets divorced, so the husband gives her the get. So in the days of the Gemara, the woman would keep the get, and she would hold on to the get. That would prove that she was divorced. Today, the practices for many centuries already, the one who is Masada the get, the rabbi who is Masada the get, takes the get back, and he puts it in his file, and they don't let the woman walk around with the get. Probably, the reason probably is because there's a cherem der rabbeinatam shelo lehotzi lazal agitin. You shouldn't, after the get was gitten, before you give the get, everyone should raise whatever objections say their peace before the get is given. But after the get is given, says the Chaim Rabbein Tam, you announce it. After they give the get, the Rav who's Masada the get announces, no one's allowed to be Moitzi Laz on the get. So if the woman's going to walk around with the get, someone's going to pick on it. The letter pay wasn't written properly. The letter tzaddik, the letter ches wasn't written properly. There's too much of a space. They left out a name. They put the wrong name, whatever. So we don't let the woman hold on to the get. So we take back the get. So how does the woman prove that she's divorced? The woman used to live in a neighborhood for years. We know that she was becheska seishesish. She just says on her own. Her husband disappeared. I remember, and I live on Bennett Avenue. So there was a family that were, they sent their children to school together with my children, and then one fine day the husband disappears, and apparently they got divorced. So how does a woman prove that she's divorced? She's becheska seishesish. How can you believe her? So the answer is the Bezin writes a patur. So Bezin writes, that's a maisa Bezin. So you need three people to constitute a Bezin, and they should write a patur. So the shaila is, we have a din, ein eid nasa dayan, so can you use the eidim who are eidim asira? Let's say the get was given in the presence of two eidim, can they be mitzdarf with the mesad haget to constitute the Bezin, the right of patur? So the Beishmol quotes from earlier achrayim. Beishmol is the standard mefarish on the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra. So the Beishmol quotes the psak kamakubal, that the aid haroya is nasadayim. If the aid just watched when the get was given, he's not an aid hamaid. He didn't say anything. He's only aid haroya. The aid haroya is not called an aid. So aid haroya is nasadayim. That's not a problem. So that's what Rabbi Kivek says over here. This is only aid haroya. It's not aid hamaid. The common practice, there's a common practice in all the batadinim all over the world, that not only the two aidim who were watching when the get was given, the aidim asira, amitztarf with the mesara get. What if you had two eidim signed on the get? Not that the get was brought from a different city and you only have two eidim mesira watching. Let's say these two eidim signed on the get and then they were watching when the get was given. So the common practice is that those eidim, the two eidim, are mitzdarf with the mesara get, and then they constitute a bezin and they write the p'tur. You need a bezin to write the p'tur. It's a shtar maisa bezin. So the chazanish taina is that's keneged adin. Because the aid who signed on the get, whenever aidim signed on the shtar, and the shtar is handed over to the party that it was intended to be given to, the get is given to the isha. Once the get is given, so the aidi chasima are called aid hamaid. If the aidim just signed, then the shtar was not handed over. Let's say the loiva writes a shtar that he borrowed $100,000 from the malva, and he didn't give the shtar to the malva yet. So the aidim is signed, the hagodas aidis doesn't get off the ground. But the minute the loiva gives the shtar to the malva, the eidim who signed are considered the eid hameid. It's not eid harev. That's what they claim an expression from Abchaim Soloveitchik, that he said hashtar etnisht, hashtar shreit. The shtar screams out loud, and the eidim signed on the shtar, and you give it over to the right, you give it to the one from whom it was intended. The loiva gives the shtar to the malva. So now the eidim are considered eid hameid. They're giving hagodas eidis that he owes him the money. When the eidim signed on the get, and get is given to the woman, so that moment she holds on to the get for 5 minutes, then she gives the get to the mesad, gives it back to the mesad again. So when the get is given to the woman, then the eidim are considered eid hameid. So that's what the Chazanish writes in his sefer. He thinks that this was the common practice all over. In all the communities, he says that's keneged adin. And the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael, they don't do that. They have always a bezin of three Rabbanim, and they have two Eidim, everything is separate. But outside of the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael, that was a very common practice all over. The two Eidim who signed the get would be mitztarif with the mesadra get, the constituted bezin. So the Chazanish says, that's keneged adin, that's already Eid Hameid, and that's a violation. Ein Eid Nasadayin, if he's an Eid Hameid. So that's what Kevega says, he doesn't understand. Even if you hold like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, that you need Eidus, Lekim Adovar, and Chalitza, so let the five members of the Bezin, they'll be the Eidus. You have Eidus, Lekim Adovar. Who says it has to be someone other than the five Dayanim? Now, Chaim Soloveitchik has an essay on the Rambam. He comes to answer Akasha. Others answer the Akasha in a very easy way. Chaim has a whole heavy-duty answer. It's like you want to kill a little ant, so you put an atom bomb. You don't need an atom bomb, just work on the ant. And Chaim has a whole heavy-duty answer on the Rambam, which he really didn't need. He claims that the Rambam disagrees with the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. It's not clear. He thinks that the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says you need Eidus L'Kim Adov by Chalitza. He thinks that the Rambam disagrees. Why should you not need Eidus L'Kim Adov? We learn that from the post. How do you know that by Kiddushin you need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar? How do you know? So the Gemara learns it out from Gzeira Shavah. It says there are two psukim about how many Eidim you need. So two psukim are near each other. One pasuk speaks about Nefoshes. One pasuk says, Al Pishtaim, Al Pishlosh, Eidim Yumas Anes. So that pasuk teaches us that Din Nefoshes, you need Shnei Eidim. The other pasuk that's nearby says, Al Pishnei Eidim. By Mono says Shnei, and by Nefoshes says Shnei. So by Mono is the pasuk, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishlosh, Eidim, Yokum Dover. And the Gemara says, Yokum Dover goes on Mominus. So those are the two psukim by Nefoshes and by Mominus. How do you know that Dover should be ever? To ascertain that a woman is married, that a woman is divorced, how do you need that? That needs two Eidim. Because the pasuk says, if a couple is married, and the wife is Mizana with someone else, that then she's a Soita, she's Asura Abayla. The Gemara has an expression, the Chumash, the Soita is when the husband, the Soita is a Sofik Zinsa. Sofik Lo Zinsa. Nitma, the Lo Nitma, he doesn't know. The husband doesn't know. It's Kinei Lo Benistra. So the case in the Chumash that's called the Soita, that the Gemara calls Soita Sofik. Then there's a case of Soita Vada. And then she says, Zinsa, the Gemara calls Soita Vada. That's the last page in Ebenezer, the last sim in the Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, Kuf. I forgot already what it is. Kuf Samach Tes and something. No, I think it's after that. The very last siman is Hilchas Soita. So the pasuk says, Ki Motza Bo Ervas Dovor, the husband ascertains that the wife was Mazana because of Lo Sefer Krisis. He has to divorce her because he's not allowed to remain with his wife if she's a Soita. So how did he ascertain Ki Motza Bo Ervas Dovor? How did he find out? So the Gemara says, Ki Motza Bo Ervas Dovor, 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 Mi Mamun. Just like by Mamun you need two kosher Eidim. So by Dovah Shabiyeva, you also need two kosher Eidim. So, by Mammon, you need Eidim, that's Eidus Labira Dovah. If the person knows that he owes the money, he should pay the money on his own. It's not by Kiddushin and by Gittin, even if the boy and the girl know, he gave a ring and said, Harim Mugadesh, but there were no Eidim watching, so the din is that it's not Chal. The Kiddushin is not Chal. We assume the same is true by Get. If the husband gives his wife a Get, there are no Eidim at all. We assume it's not Chan. That's what we call that. And then Shivitz, Rab Chaim coined an expression. That's called Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. If you don't have Eidim watching, if I sell you a building, I sell you groceries in a grocery store, so the Kinyan is Chal, even though no Eidim are watching. I won't be able to prove it. You won't be able to prove it unless you have Eidim. But if nobody is lying, everybody's telling you the truth, we assume that you don't need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar for the Kinyan to take effect. But by Gittin Kedushin, we learn out from the pasuk that you need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. So it's a problem. How did you learn that out? The pasuk Kimotza Ba'erva's Dover goes on Eidus Lebira Dover. It's not Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. If the wife is Mizane, not in the presence of Eidim, she is Asura Al-Bailo. Even if Eidim are not watching, just that you can't prove it unless you have two kosher Eidim. But you know the Eidim Lekiyum HaDavar said, where do you see from that Dover Dover moment? How did they? That's what the Rashbo asks in Kiddushin. There isn't really a reasonable answer. The kasha is better than all the answers that they give. We don't know exactly. How did the Gemara learn that from that pasuk? Two dinim. That by Dovah should be every, you need to aid him the Bira HaDovah, you need to aid him the Kima HaDovah as well. So whatever it is, so somehow the Gemara learned that from the pasuk, that you need to aid him the Kima HaDovah by Dovah should be erva also. So what is called Dovah should be erva? So Gemara has Kiddushim. Then Gittin is a Shaila. So we assume even a Get needs Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. So here's the Shaila, what about Chalitza? So the Nemuki Yosef, on the side of the Rif, on Yavamas, you don't have the Ran, you have the Nemuki Yosef, the commentary on the side of the Rif. So the Nemuki Yosef says that just like Gittin and Kiddushin, you need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar, so too Chalitza is also a Maisa Dover Shabir, but it's Mata the woman to remarry. She was a partial Eishes Ish. Yavam HaLashuk is a Miktas Eishes Ish. And the chalitza is mata her, so it's just like a get needs Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. So chalitza needs Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik thinks that there's room to disagree. Why? So he has the Mishnah LaMelech raises a suffix, which is basically a machlokes and rishayim. He doesn't quote the machlokes. He raises a suffix. What's the din when you perform yibum? Bisman said we don't perform yibum by Ashkenazim. But what's the din when you perform yibum? Is it the same as Kiddush Bia? That Kiddush Bia, you do need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. The Eidim are not going to be in the bedroom. The Eidim will stand outside. And we say, Hein Hein Eidi Yichud, Hein Hein Eidi Bia. They know the husband says, I'm going to do Kiddush Bia. It's not their Heretz. The Gemara says, I'm a Kaddish but Bia, you give Makas Mardas, but it's not their Heretz. But it's Chal, the Kiddush Bia Chal. So So the Mishnah Lamelech and the Rambam raises this topic. Should I say that Yibum is like Kiddush HaBir? So just like Kiddush HaBir, you need Eidus L'Kidma Dover. So Yibum also, the Yavim has to tell the Eidim, you stand outside, I'm going to perform Yibum now, he's going to do Kiddush HaBir. Maybe I should say no, what Kiddush HaBir? That's not Kiddush HaBir, it's a special din of Yibum, it's a mitzvah. Maybe you don't need Eidus L'Kidma Dover at all. So the Mishnah Melech is Mesuping. And Shulchan Aruch, they quote it, Samachloites HaRishayim, where they need Eidus L'Kidma Dover by Yibum. The Binyan Zion of Yankov Etlika was a Rav in Germany. So he has, in both of his volumes of tshuvas, he has the same shaila 20 years apart, that a man died leaving no children, and the brother of the Nifter had to do Chalitza. But he always had a crush on his sister-in-law, but she was married to his brother, what can he do? So now the brother died, so he convinced her that she should sleep together. So that's Yibum. So we don't allow Yibum, but he did. He went and he did Yibum, but there were no Eidim. There were no Eidim watching. He didn't want anybody to know. There were no Eidim watching. So the Shaila was, once you do Yibum, so you're married to the Yavama. So the only way to get rid of her is to give her a get. You can't do Chalitza after you already did Yibum. So the Shaila was, but he did Yibum, but there were no Eidim L'kima though. So he refers to this Mishlam Melech and this discussion in Shulchan Aruch. And they're both Tshuvas, he paskins the same. He says we paskin la halacha that yibum we're talking about yibum, not chalitza. That Mokiyesu said chalitza needs eidus l'kimah. That's the meaning that we do require two eidim standing by the chalitza in addition to the five members of the bet. But by yibum, the question is so the binyan tzion and his tshuva is paskin la halacha that yibum also needs eidus l'kimah. And in both cases, he says since they kept it a secret, the Yavam with the Yavama. They slept together, there were no Eidim at all. They didn't notify anybody, no one knew about it. So the Yibum wasn't Chal, so therefore he can still do Chalitz. If the Yibum would be Taifas, the Yibum would be Chal without Eidus L'Kidma Dover, then he would have to give a get. He wouldn't be able to give Chalitz. So Rav Chaim talks about that suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. Why was there a tzad to say that Yibum should indeed Eidus L'Kidma Dover? So in the yeshivas, everybody says, simply why? It's not that Yibum is Kiddush HaBir. You do a mitzvah of Yibum, and the mitzvah is Kaina. It's nothing to do with Kiddushim. But that's not what the Mishnah Melech said. Mishnah Melech gives a different explanation. Why should need Eidus L'Kidma Dover? So he says, the din is, that's the beginning of the Perek HaBo Yevimtai. Here, the sixth Perek starts off HaBo Yevimtai, if the Yavam is born, the Yavama, he didn't realize that this was the Yavama. He thought that it was his own wife. Let's say she holds a gun up to him. The Yavama holds the gun and she says, you do Yibum or I'm going to shoot you. So he says, I'll do Yibum, but I don't want to be kaina. I don't want to be kaina you. So it says, even Balkarcha, even the Yonis. The din is that the Yibum is kaina. So Rav Chaim explains this Mishlamel says, since the din is that the Yibum is kaina, so the Mishlamel says, maybe therefore there should be no need for Eidus L'Kidma Dover. What is the connection? Why should it still the Dover should be Erva? The Yibum makes the woman into an Eishes Ish. Just like a get and Kiddushin, you need Eidus L'Kidma Dover. Why shouldn't the Yibum need Eidus L'Kidma Dover? Rav Chaim explains what the Mishlamel is driving at. Maybe the need for Eidus L'Kidma Dover is to strengthen the Das. That by Mekach HaMemka you need Das, but by Gittin Kedushin you need a higher level of Das. Mekach HaMemka, okay, so he bought the Baksawidis. Okay, so he bought a building for $500,000, for $20 million, okay. But it's not really going to affect his whole life. The Gittin or the Kedushin, that's going to affect his whole life personally. So the Halacha requires you need a higher level of Das for Gittin the Kedushin than you need for Mekach HaMemka. How does one accomplish that? How do you elevate the level of the das to make it a das alimto? That's Rav Chaim is explaining in the Mishnah Melech. If you express your das in public, if you say it in the presence of two eidim, so then no one can deny later on that he expressed the das. So maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's the side of din that git mikedushin need eidus l'kim adover to elevate the level of das. There should be a stronger level of das. But by yibum you don't need any das. Even by korcha the yibum is kaina. So if you don't need das, so there's no need for Eidus L'Kidma Dover. So that's Rav Chaim likes that side in the Mishlei Malach. The Binyan Tzion says we don't paskin like that. Binyan Tzion says we paskin the Bayid when we do need it, Eidus Lekim Adavar, even though it's kind of Bal Korchai. Because it's a din. The Dovah should be there, but it's not Chal unless you have Eidus Lekim Adavar. But Rav Chaim is suggesting that maybe the Rambam holds the other way. Maybe you don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar because you don't have to elevate the level of Das. Yibum is Chal even without Das at all. And then he says that by Chalitza also you don't need Das. Because the Mishnah is going to say, if we're going to discuss Akotn Shecholatz, or Akhtana Shecholza, here, on Kuv Dalet on the base on the top. So the Gemara is going to explain, you need a Pasuk to say Akotn can't do Chalitza. You need Pesukim to say Akhtana cannot do Chalitza. And a Cherish also, a Cherish Ein Shamev, Ein Medam is usually considered a Lab Bardas. The Gemara has a whole discussion by a Cherish and a Chareshes. You have to give a whole explanation why the chalitza is not chal. Why don't you just say it's a lav bar das? So you see, you don't need das for chalitza. If there was a half a minute to think that a katan and a ketana can do chalitza, it can't be bal korchom. You have to have kavana. Achi is kavana shneim. Let's say the yavama is a shoe salesman in the store. And the yavam comes to the store and he wants to try. He didn't do the chalitza yet. And he's trying on shoes to see which one he's going to buy. So the Ivama puts the shoe on, she ties the shoelace, and he walks around, and she takes the shoe off, puts another shoe on. So can you say that that's called chalitza? She took off the leather shoe from his right foot. So the Gemara says later on, she is kavd nishtein. They have to both have in mind that this is the chalitza. If they didn't have in mind this is chalitza, so then it's not matter the Ivama lashu. But Rav Chaim explains, you need kavana, but you don't need das. Alpidin, Das, and Kavana are not the same. A Kotan can have Kavana. There are certain din where you need Kavana. A Kotan can have Kavana. But a Kotan can't have Das. So from the fact that you need a Pasuk to say that a Kotan and a Ketana and a Chevish and a Chareshes can do Chalitza is an indication that you don't really need Das. Not the same as Yibum. The Yibum is kind of even Balkorch, even Das Lehepach. But by Chalitza you don't need. So that's what Rav Chaim thought, that maybe Chalitza does need, if you should assume that Yibum doesn't need Eidus Lekim Adavar because you don't need Das at all. So Chalitza does need Kavana, but it doesn't need this high level of Das. And maybe that should explain why you shouldn't, maybe that should explain why there's an opinion that Chalitza shouldn't need Eidus Lekim Adavar. Our practice is we do require Eidus Lekim Adavar by Chalitza. And the Binyan Sin Paskas Halacha that even Yibum needs Eidus Lekim Adavar. Rav Chaim interprets in the Rambam. He thinks the Rambam disagrees with that Nemukiyas. Okay, so Nachama. So the Gemara wants to know why did Shmuel react so strongly against Rabbi Barchiya Katosfot? What did he get so excited about? Such a knacker. He follows all the minority opinion. The Gemara says he's probably only upset about the Yechidi, that you need a Bezer. He can't be so upset about Balayla. The Stam Mishnah said, Tankana, the Chachamim in the Mishnah say it's good Balayla. He can't be upset about the fact that the shoe is not leather, because they were Tanaim. After Tanaim said it doesn't have to be leather, and the Stam Brisa said it doesn't have to be leather. The Gemara says it was really upset about the lack of a Bezen, because that's only Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that's Mamash Yechidah. The Omer of Yosef Bar Minyami, Omer of Nachman, he quotes the name Rav Nachman, En Halacha Kosa Zug. The Mishnah quotes the two Tanaim, Reb Shimon and Rav Yechana Sandler, both say, Machshirin, even though you didn't have a Bezen of three, they say it's good. So Rav Nachman says, we have a tradition, we don't pass them like them. It means we don't pass them like Rabbi Akiva either. You know, Rabbi Akiva says, even B'yochid is good. There was nobody there. One could have argued the point and said, two Dayanim maybe should be kosher, because Ein Bezen Shalkon, maybe Ein Bezen Shalkon is only L'chatchila, is not Mi'akev B'Di'evit. Rabbi Kiva said, you don't even need a Bezen of two, you don't need it all. So he said, we don't accept anything that he said. We pass on Allah that you need a Bezen of three. So the first suggestion is that Shmuel is upset why this Amora did the Chalitza without a Bezen of three. The boy Seima, and if you want, he can say another version, Kula Nami Yechidu Akhtanalu. All the three, that he did chalitza balayla, and he did chalitza with the shoe that was made from leather, all of these are shita sayochid. In the Mishnah, it's not presented like that. Here, the Mishnah on the top of Kuvdal and Manav The Chachamim is the first opinion. Sounds like it's the majority opinion. Chalitza Balayla is good. And Rav Lezer Poisel, sounds like the minority opinion is that it's no good. But the Gemara says we have another source, a Braisa, that it says not so. The Tanakam and our Mishnah is a Shita Yechidu, and the same thing, Bamok. If you do Chalitza with the shoe that's not made from leather, that's a Shita Yechidu. So the Gemara says, boy, same, if you want to, you can say a different suggestion. Kula Nami Yechidu Katonilu. All the three issues, on all three accounts. It's a shita chidua, not just shalom b'fnei bezin. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Ani Reis is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That's one Tanya. Shecholas b'mok b'yichidi b'alayla. So all three are a shita chidua. To do without a leather shoe, to do without a bezin, all three, and to do b'alayla, we don't accept all three. Halacha l'maase, that's it. We don't accept all three.
Aren't the two edim that are for pirsum by yibum already accomplishing that though?
Why do you need two edim standing and five dayanim sitting? The five dayanim are the edim. That was exactly his kasha.
They were accomplishing that dayanim.
Yeah. And you can't say ein eid nasadayim because it's not an eid hameid. The only the psul of ein eid nasadayim is only if he's an eid hameid. It's eid aroy. It doesn't apply. That was exactly Rabbi Kivay's kash, regular kash. Okay. Then the Mishnah has a machlokes. What about chaltza b'smal chalitzos of psula? Rabbi Blazer machshe. What if instead of the, what does it mean chaltza b'smal? So poshim shat chaltza b'smal means she took off the shoe from his left foot. Not that she took off the shoe from his right foot with her left hand. There's a Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Chof that interprets Chaltza B'Smol means she took it off with her left hand. So L'chatchila, we're machmer for that. We tell the imam she should put her left hand behind her back and she has to untie the knot. It's very hard. We have a double knot and we have a bow and then she has to take the whole shoe off. So you tell her, put your left hand behind your back. And she do everything with the right hand. If she's a righty, if she's a lefty, we tell her, faket. Put your right hand behind your back and do everything with your left hand. Whatever is her stronger hand, that's what she should do. So the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, Chaltza B'Smol goes on the left shoe, on the left leg, not on the left hand. Not she did it with her left hand. That should be kosher b'di'evet. That's a difficult thesis in Chul and Daf Chof. But the Mishnah goes on the left foot. So the Gemara, and so it's a machlokes hatanaim. B'di'evit, if you did chalitza with the left foot, is a kosher. So the Gemara says, my time of the Rabbanan, how come Tanakhama says that it's no good? How do you know where? It doesn't say in Chumash which leg you should take off the shoe from. Amarule, we have Xerushal, Yafina Regal Regal, the Mitzurah. When the Mitzurah becomes healed from his sickness, he has to bring korbanos. So there's Asham Mitzorah has Dov Shorei Bechlal V'yotzevim V'dov HaChodesh. The Gemara says normally when you have a korban you have dam, so you zork the dam on the mizbech. The dam that's left, you pour it, you say it on mizbech. You don't use the dam to put it on somebody's body. And by Asham Mitzorah is an exception to the rule. You take some of the dam, you put it al tenuch ozna ha'imonis, v'apon yod ha'imonis, v'apon ragla ha'imonis. So it says beferish al tenuch ozna haymanis al poin ragla haymanis al poin yoda haymanis. So there's a gzereshava there. It says poin ragla haymanis. It says on his big toe on the right foot. It says the right foot here. Chaltzan nalem al ragla doesn't say right foot left foot, but it's a gzereshava regel. So just like by Asham Mitzora, the Matan Domim is on Ragla Haymanis, so to the Chalitza should be on Ragla Haymanis. Yeah. That's a din. It's Ma'akeh B'di'evet. We pass this Ma'akeh B'di'evet. There's a big machlokes in the Mishnah. What if the fellow, I think we may have spoken about, what if the fellow is left-footed? Let's say, when you tell him to kick a ball, which foot will he kick? Which is the stronger of the 2 feet? Is it the right foot or the left foot? So, or let's say, when he starts walking, so usually people walk with that foot that's stronger, they'll walk with that foot first. The Achrayim say, unless if he's in the army they train him left, right, so they train him to go with the left foot first. And they have a whole discussion. Let's say before he joined the army, he used to walk with the right foot first, because when he kicks the ball, he kicks with the right foot. Then when he joined the army, he's so used to walking left, right, left, right. So he goes with the left foot first. So the whole discussion, how do you do? How do you do the, which foot, which is the correct foot to do the chalitza with? They say right foot this side of the body. No, the foot that's stronger. So all machlekes in the Rishayim. So that's a shayla and a din deraisa. So we do the chalitza twice. We do the chalitza from the right foot and from the left foot. So then there's all discussion. Which one should he do first? That you have to know more gemaras. If he does the wrong one first, so it may be a chalitza psula, and then tzvich alachzu akol hachim. Then you have new chumris introduced. So they have a whole discussion about that. But here the gemara is just talking, before you get to all the details are in Shulchan Aruch a lot. And the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, gemara doesn't have so much. Gemara just says, it's a gezeirah shavah. How do you know you have to do chalitza from the right foot? It's a regal from Asham Mitzur.
Tefillin, which
if he
writes with one hand,
does
everything.
Yeah, by tefillin, there's a whole asek, yeah. A big discussion. Rabbi Soloveitchik said when he was by mitzvah, he had a shayla because he was ambidextrous. So it was a shayla. He used to write with both hands. He used to write on the blackboard in front of the right with his right hand, then he kept on writing, so he switched the chalk and he started writing with the left hand. He said, what's going on over here? He switched. His handwriting was always sloppy, with the right hand and the left hand. They were both equally sloppy. He said when he would drive, he used to drive a car. They said when he would drive a car and they'd tell him instruction to turn right, he would know which way is right. He had to let go of the wheel to put the both hands down and figure out which side is the right side. Okay. I never had such a problem. Apparently geniuses have other things that they're worried about. Okay. Yeah. So he said they followed the Mishkan. He says his father said they followed the Mishkan as Yankiv. Mishkan as Yankiv points out that there were three opinions in the Tanoim, which arm you put the tefillin on. In Menachos, in Perek HaKremitz Rabbi, I think. Perek HaKremitz, at the end of the Perek, has a dinim of tefillin. So one Tana is of the opinion, you always put it on the left hand, period. This side of the body. The other Tana says that you put it on the weaker hand. So if he's a lefty, then you put it on the right hand. The first Tana holds on, you always put it on the left hand, even if you're a lefty. And the third Tana says, it all depends which hand you write with. The Yad HaKoseves says, Uchsavtam ukshartam lo sal yadecho, uchsavtam amzizes beisecha bisharecho, san chumish dvar midarshan smuchim. So the hand that you would normally, if you're a righty, and you would normally write with the right hand, so ukshartam, the hand that does ukshartam should do ukshartam, should tighten. Ukshartam doesn't mean to tighten that, it means to tighten the ritzua. So if the person writes with the right hand, he puts the tefillin on the left hand. He writes with the left hand, he puts the tefillin on the right hand. So the three different opinions. So how do you paskin? So the Mishkan is Yankov thinks that we should paskin two out of three. If you have a case where there's a contradiction, let's say the fellow writes with his left hand and he does everything else with the right hand, or he writes with the right and does everything else with the left hand. So how do you decide? So he said that you should always follow two out of the three sheetics. So he said that they accepted the psak of the Mishkan as Yankov. The Ramo says not so. The Ramo says that we follow the Ad HaKosevis. The hand that does all the writing, let's say the person writes with the left hand, everything else he does with the right hand. The right hand is stronger, but he always writes with the left hand. So then the Ramah says he puts tefillin on the right arm. And most of the poskim don't hold. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it like that. Mishnah Berurah doesn't change. Mishnah Berurah changes the psak on every page in Shulchan Aruch. So that Ramah he leaves, he doesn't reverse the psak. But the other poskim say we don't follow that Ramah. We don't follow the Ad HaKosevis. We follow like this Mishkan is Yankov, the two out of three shittas. So if he does, he writes with the left hand, he does everything else with the right hand. He wouldn't put the tefillin on the right hand. A lot of people have that shayla. Anyway, so the Gemara says over here, how do you know, how does the Tana Kama know they have to do chalitza with the right foot? Because of the gzeirah shavah from Boyen Ragla Hayamonis. Shayla. Frank the Gemara. And Rab Loza, and the Tana Rab Loza says, Rab Loza Machshir, if you do chalitza, take the shoe off on the left foot, it is good. Frank the Gemara on the first white line. And Kuvdalam and Alpha Rab Loza Layalif Regal Mimitzer. Rab Loza doesn't believe in the Gzera Shava. Why does he hold that it's good that he has it? He also holds from the Gzera Shava. Hatani we have a Brisa. Minai Liritzi Rab Loza Reimer. The same Tana Rab Loza Reimer. Minai Liritzi Shubos and Haimonis. When an Ebedivri says a hafti asadani seems to be bana la'yitzi. He doesn't want to go free after sheish. The abedim means yotze b'sheish or yotze b'yom kippur shel yovel, whichever comes first. So let's say he goes free with sheish or yom kippur shel, he says he wants to stay longer. So it says v'ras adani mispozno b'marzeh. It doesn't say which year. Do you make the whole in this year or in this year? So Rav Loza says in the Brisa, minayin l'ritzi yishib o'izan ha'imonis, he learning zeru shav o'izan o'izan, nemekan, by the Eved Ivri, o'izan, v'nebel halon, by the Asham etzoyra o'izan, ma l'halon yimin, it says beferish, atunuch o'izan ha'imonis, afkan, by the ritzi, it's o'izan ha'imonis. So Rav Loza himself holds from the zeru shav of o'izan o'izan. So why doesn't he hold from the zeru shav of regal? It should be dafke b'regel ha'imonis. How can he say that it's kosher b'di'evit? And for the Gemara, first answer is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Muchlebes Hashita. It's a misprint. It should be the reverse. Rav Loza is the one who says that it's possible b'di'evit, and Tanakama holds that it's kosher b'di'evit. And two Rav Lozas are saying the same thing. Just like regel, ozen, they hold from the exertion. And Rava says li'olam lo'tefer. Why do Rabbi Yochanan have to say that it's a tor sefer? Muchlebes Hashita. Everything is backwards in the Mishnah. No, li'olam lo'tefer. The two Zereshavas, one of them is Mufna and one of them is not Mufna. So we have rules and regulations of that Darshaning Zereshav. If you like the Darshaning Zereshav, it sounds from this Gemara, we roll up our sleeves and we start deciding whether we want to make Zereshavas. So we have to follow the rules and the regulations. So what are the rules and the regulations? So Zereshav is like an asterisk. There's an asterisk here, and then the bottom of the page. So this has the number 10. You look in the footnotes, footnote 10. They have the same name, the same word in two different places, ozen, ozen, regal, regal, so it's a gzera shav. So if the asterisk is totally miyuter in the sentence, it doesn't belong, and the footnote, it doesn't belong. So that's a simon that they're connected with each other. But over here, you need the word ozen that the chumash should be straight. In both places, the word ozen is part of the sentence. So there's no extra symbol that indicates that you should darshan exereshav. So if the word is miyuter in one of the two places, when you have exereshav, the word appears in two psukim. So if it's miyuter in one place, that's called mufna mitzad echad. If the word is miyuter in both psukim, then it's called, then it's even stronger. It's exereshav and mufna mishteitzdarim. So the rules are, if you have exereshav, that's only mufna mitzad echad, lemeidim u'meshivim. You have a right to darshan such exereshav. The chacham have a right to darshan exereshav. But if there's what the dingzach to distinguish, maybe the din only applies there and shouldn't carry over here, because it's more kala, more chum, or whatever, then the meidim u'meshivim. But if it's mufna mishneitzadim, if it, the pasuk, the word is miyuta in both psukim, and both psukim is miyuta, then they made the name mashiv. Even though there's room to dingzach, you don't dingzach. So the Gemara says over here that this is a gzereshav that's only mufna mitzad echad. It's not mishnei tzad. So therefore, there's room to dingzach. So the gzereshav of ozen ozen, there's nothing to dingzach. But the gzereshav of regel regel, there is what to dingzach. So therefore, they made him a mashiv. So the shay, that's what the Gemara says. So this is a famous. Oh, so that's all the Rishonim ask. Here they don't ask it on this dot, but another Mesich that they ask. The Gemara says, "Ainon dong zereshav me'atzman can keep lemi rabba." What do you mean? You're rolling up your sleeves. You want to determine whether you have a right to darshan zereshav. I have no right to make up zereshavas. Everything will be kakai. Bereish is bor lekin. S. It says S. Every other pasuk in the Chumash says the word S. Hashemayim. I'm sure a thousand places it says the word Shemayim. Oritz, it says a thousand places Oritz. You can't do a Xerishav on your own. You have to have a tradition. So what do you mean rules and regulations? Either you have a Masur, you don't have a Masur. That's a murderous kasha. You have many Gemaras like that. What do you mean rules and regulations when you have a right to dash and Xerishav? Why not? But if you have no Masur, so there's nothing to discuss. So the Rishonim gave different answers. You see, it's clear from the Gemara that there is wiggle room. There is room to discuss what they dash and exereshav. So the some Rishonim said the Rabbi Natam and Bob Metzia. At the end of Bob Metzia, they quote the Rabbi Natam. I think the Rabbi Natam says they had a tradition. You have to have a tradition. How many exereshavs do you have a right to darshan? 121. I'm hopping on a number. There's a tradition. How many exereshavs? But then you're free to darshan any 121 exereshavs you want. But it has to fit in with the rules and regulations. That's what I think the Rabbi Natam says. had a masor, what's the minyan, what's the mispar of the gzera shavas that you have a right to darshan? And the other Rishonim and the Shita Mekubetzes, they give a different answer. They had a masor, which words you have a right to darshan gzera shavas. Shamayim, shamayim, you have a right to darshan. Which shamayim that you can darshan whichever shamayim you want, but with the rules and the regulations. They're both problematic answers. We're not sure. The kasha is ever stronger than the answer.
It's a partial masorah.
Partial masorah. Either on the minyan gzera shavas or on the word. But then, once it's within that 121 or whatever, 85 zero shows, whatever, once it's that correct word, then you have a right to darshan whatever you want, but it has to follow with the rules and the regulations. It's a problem. Okay, we don't know. We don't know how to use it in Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSmah.
With the
zero shows,
you can darshan the zero shows from Issa, from Tumot Tahara. There's no problem, like what the Gra has. And dam ladam din ladim. Here, there's no problem for the zera shavi. The words can be in any of the three.
Right. That the Gemara has that by Mamotzino. Yeah. If you have a pasuk in one place, so we assume that anything that's sufficiently similar is going to have the same din. Like it says, atzi shitim omdim, that the in the Mishkan had to be gedar kedilosam. So we say the lulav and the esrog have to be gedar kedilosam. Any mitzvah we need, a natural item that grows from the ground, has to be kedar kedilosam. Anything that's sufficiently similar. So there we say, it can't be done on mamatzinu. Mamatzinu is just a swara. It can't be done on mamatzinu from mamon to iser, or from mamon to tumah v'tara. The three different areas of aloha, so tumah v'tara, it constitutes one big pattern. Nisa v'heta is another big pattern. And the dili mamonis is another pattern. But you can't be done on mamatzinu from one to the other. But if zeri shavim, you can't. So the word is the same, so it can be done. Because here, you're right, it's Tumah V'Tahara and it's Issa V'Heta. Yeah. The next Mishnah we started to discuss a long time ago, that was that there are three parts to the Chalitza. You have to have Kriyas HaPsukim. The Yavama first comes to the Bez and she says, Mein Yavama L'Hokim Shem L'Yochim L'Yova Yavni. He doesn't want to do Yibum. He says, Lo Chafatzti L'Kachto. And then she does, so there's Kriyas HaPsukim, that's called Kriya. Then you have the Chalitza Sasandal, she takes off the shoe from the right foot, and then she spits on the floor in the present, in the front of the Yavam, Berikikit, these are the three parts. And then she says more Kriya, she says, Kachayasalish, Ashaliyim Nez Pesach, Nekrish Ma Besach, Bes Chalutzanah. So how much of this is Ma'akib B'dievet? So we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, only the Chalitza take them off the shoe. The Rikika is not Me'akev and the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Me'akev, but there are other Tanoim. One Tana holds that even the Kriyas HaPsukim is Me'akev, and one Tana holds Kriya is not Me'akev, but the Rikika is Me'akev. So the Mishnah quotes all the different opinions. So it says, Cholza v'rokiko avaloi kora. She took off the shoe and she spit on the floor, but they didn't recite the Psukim. So the Dinas Chalitzosik Sherit, the Mishnah says that the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Me'akev. On the margin, on the side, they tell you, Ein Taisis Soita, but it's on the margin on the right side. How the Gemara said it's somewhere else. Ein Taisis Soita, the Taisis points out, it's really the Rebbe Yehuda, the Kriya Me'akevis, that there is a Shita in Tanoim, but all three are Me'akev, the Kriya Sapsukim, with the Chalitza, with the Rikik, everything. So that's one Tana. And then the Mishnah Paskin is not so. The Mishnah Paskin is Kriya Sapsukim, is not Me'akevis. What if Kora Berakka Beloi Cholza? She recited the Psukim, she spit, but she didn't take off the shoe. Chalitza Sapsula, Tagnesh. The Iker is the Chalitza Sano. What if Cholza the Kora, Avaloi Rakka, she did the Kriya Sapsukim, she did the Chalitza Sasano, but she didn't do the Rikika? So that's a Machloike Satanam. We pass in it, it's kosher to the other. So there's a question who it is, Rav Loza or Rav Leizer? And on the previous mission also, it's a question what the Gir says. Is it Rav Loza or Rav Leizer? It doesn't matter. Halacha Maaseh doesn't matter because we know how he passed. So this Tana says, Chalitzos HaPsula, that even the Rikika is also Me'akev. Rabbi Kiva and Chalitzos HaKshei. Rabbi Kiva says, just like the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Me'akev, so the Rikika is also not Me'akev. That's what we mentioned. What he needed to Chatkila. So Tosis writes in the end of Nida, Tosis writes, when it comes to mitzvahs, there's a concept of doing a mitzvah b'shlei musa and a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. Let's say you have tzitzis and you don't have tchelis. So you yotze, we paskin like the Tana that you yotze the mitzvah b'di'evin and mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. Let's say you have a korban chatas, he's supposed to do zrikas on all four karnas on his bech. He only did a zrika on one karen. So we paskan like the silul shita, as long as he did one zrika on the mizbech, korban is kosher b'riyev. So why do you need four zrikas? L'chatchila, to do a mitzvah b'shlei musa. So Tosfos says, this concept of a l'chatchila deraisa only makes sense when you're dealing with a mitzvah. When you're dealing with a matir, let's say the woman's going to go to mikveh. So if, let's say, there's some kind of a chatzitza that's good, b'diyevet it's good. So it's good b'diyevet, it's good l'chatchila. But it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be told a mikveh, a get. There's a mitzvah to give a get, that the l'chatchila, you should give the get like this. So the Mishnah has in Gitna a lot of dinim, l'chatchila, you should do like this, and b'diyevet the get is good without that. So Tosfos writes in Gitna, it's a dead giveaway that's all mederabam. You know, it does make sense to have a l'chatchila derais on a get. A get is not a mitzvah, a get is a matir. There's no hider mitzvah, the get should be made from gold. There's no hider mitzvah. Hider mitzvah is on a mitzvah, not on a matir, there's no hider mitzvah. So Tosfos says chalitza is obviously a mitzvah from the fact that you have l'chatchilas. And if the rikika is not miyakev, and the kriyas apsukim, he passed my kriyas apsukim. The kriyas apsukim is not miyakev, and the rikika is not miyakev. So obviously chalitza is a mitzvah. It's not just a matzah. So that's what we had a machlokes achreinim, is that a mitzvah to do the chalitza, even if the woman is 95 years old and she doesn't plan to remarry? It's a mitzvah, is a mitzvah. Well, you say now, maybe it's only a mitzvah. She's interested in remarrying. Not interested in remarrying. Maybe there is no mitzvah. So that's, many hold it's a mitzvah to do the chalitza, even if she's not interested in remarrying. Yeah.
Is there a mitzvah sasein?
Yep. It's one of the mitzvahs sasein, to do chalitza, correct? The Rambam counts them as two mitzvahs. Mitzvahs chalitza is one, and mitzvah siyubim is another one. How does he know? Because the Mishnah in the end of the first parak of Chorus writes, mitzvah siyubim koidemis le mitzvah chalitza. So the Mishnah says it's preferable to do yibum. In the Chumash, it sounds like that. We say not so. We say mitzvah chalitza, gedamis le mitzvah yibum. Preferable to do the chalitza, because we're afraid that he's going to do the yibum shalo l'shmo. And with the Rabbanon, Abba Shaul introduced, we said, Gemara, lama tesa on the base in yibamis. Abba Shaul has a chumra that the yibum is only mutter if he does it l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah. If he only reason why he's doing the yibum is because she's good looking, or it's because she's from a wealthy family, or because of a big ichus or something like that, and otherwise he wouldn't be interested in doing the ibum. So then Korba double Savlad Mamzer, he says it's Boyalach Eshesach. It's an Isra Eshesach. Every case of ibum you're dealing with an Isra Eshesach. So Minatur it's Mutter. Mutter is Mutter. And with the Rabbanon, that's what most of the Rishonim say. With the Rabbanon, Abba Shaul came up with the Chumah that it's considered as if it's doiche, as if the mitzvah is doiche, the iser of Eish Yisach. So it's only doiche, you do it l'shem Shammai. If it doesn't do l'shem Shammai, you're not allowed to. So as far as that, we're concerned that most people are not going to be mechaven l'shem Shammai. So that's why we don't permit, the Tosfos on Adav says, that's why the Ashkenazim follow that psak of Abba Shaul, we don't permit chalitza b'zman hazeh. So bizman, we don't permit yibum bizman is it? Yeah. So bizman ha tanach, the din was mitzvah yibum kedemis le mitzvah chalitza. Bizman is it? We would say mitzvah chalitza kedemis le mitzvah yibum. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, the fact that we call it mitzvah yibum and mitzvah chalitza, it sounds pretty clearly that the two distinct mitzvahs. Other one say no, it's one mitzvah to do either yibum or chalitza. Other Rishonim disagree. But the Rambam proves in the fact that it says mitzvah sibum kademus and mitzvah chalitza, they're two different mitzvahs. Shal yad and shal rosh also, the Rambam says. The Mishnah says that they're not makfim zezef. You only have a shal yad, you don't have a shal rosh, you only have a shal rosh, you don't have a shal yad. So you do the one that you have. So the Rambam says the fact that they're not makfim zezef is a clear indication that they're two distinct mitzvahs. And other Rishonim disagree. No, it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah b'shalim musa is shal yad and shal rosh, and if you have one without the other, it's a mitzvah shalom b'shalim musa.
And yibum is ma'akev, chalitza is ma'akev yibum.
What it means ma'akev?
And once you do one, that's it.
The two different mitzvahs, yeah. You either do A or B. You have a choice either to do one. Either it's one mitzvah, you do, they do the mitzvah either this way or that way, or it's two different mitzvahs. Yeah, mutually exclusive. That's not that it's ma'akim. You see, the dal minim shevulula ma'akim zeh zeh. If you don't have the lula, the esrog hadas man harabis, you don't get partial credit. So you don't gain anything.
Can there be such a thing with a situation where the Torah by doing one mitzvah, it automatically cancels out another mitzvah. If they're tayyad mitzvahs, it doesn't seem rational to say the Torah would knock out one if you do one. Either it's one mitzvah.
Nobody can do all 613. Some mitzvahs are only Kohanim, some mitzvahs are only on the Vim, some mitzvahs are only on Yisraelim, some are only on the Melech.
But it's one person. Whoever's doing the mitzvah is one person. I can't possibly do those two mitzvahs.
Correct.
One or the other.
Right.
So as to one person, either it's a mitzvah shayach to whoever it is.
Brothers.
But once it becomes shayach to that one person, that's it. Either he does one or he does the other.
Okay.
So one is really ma'akev the other. One is ma'akev the other. It doesn't fit.
Usually say ma'akev means the mitzvah of b'shalim musa. If you do everything together, here you don't do everything together. You can't do chalitza and yibum together. You've got to do either one or the other. So, yeah. So the Rambam says he thinks that that's an indication that they're clearly two mitzvahs. It doesn't make too much of a difference whether it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. All the dinim are the same anyway. That's the whole question on the whole. Such a big literature, Sefer Mitzvah. What's an afkamina? Which are the 613 mitzvahs? The Rambam has one count, and the Ramban has a different count. So many different opinions. My afkamina, the whole thing. We're not sure exactly what people wrote essays and Divrei Torah. We're not sure exactly my afkamina in the whole literature. Which are the 613 mitzvahs? L'malav amar, you mechayiv to do all these things. Whether you count them as mitzvahs or not, for whatever technical reasons. Anyway, so the Mishnah quotes this machlokes. Reb Lezer or Reb Lozer, whoever it is of the opinion that the rikika is miyakev. How does he know? Because it says kocha yosel l'shashel yivnes besoch. Whenever it says kocha, that word has a technical connotation of the yikuva. This is the way you got to do it. Amalei Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer tells Reb Akiva kocha yeyosel. It says the word kocha. Kocha means liyikuva, and it says yeyosel. So the kriyas apsukim, that's amira. That's not a maisa. So the kriyas apsukim is maskin, that the kriya is not miyakev. But the rikika is a maisa already, so the rikika should be miyakev. Say, omalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar argues with Rabbi Akiva, he confronts him. Shtet dan posa kochi yosa kol dobshu hu maisa miyakev. And the rikika is a maisa. The kriya is not a maisa. Kriya is dibur. Dibur is not a maisa. We have three different areas of human activity. There's machshava, dibur, and maisa. So dibur is not the same as maisa, but rikika is a maisa. So kochi yosa should mean that all the maisa ma'amaka, omalei Rabbi Kiva, misham raya, adar rabbi, from your pasuk is the raya that the rikika is not miyakev. Because as kochi yosa lo ish, kol dobshu maisa be ish is miyakev. The rikika, she doesn't spit on him, she spits on the floor in front of him. The chalitza is a maisa begufa shalayom, she takes off the shoe from his foot. But the rikika is done in front of him. That's she does the maisa in his presence, but it's not a maisa begufa. So that's how we pass on like Rabbi Kiva. Kocha means liikuva. Kocha yosa loish. The maisim that are done to the gufa ish, namely the chalitza, that's me'akev. But just like the kriyas of psukim is not me'akev, so to the rikika is also not me'akev. So that's how we pass on like Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. Then the Mishnah has hacheresh. What's the definition of a cheresh? They usually mean, a cheresh usually means she'ena shameh ve'ena medaber, a deaf mute. So the Mishnah says, a cheresh she'nechlatz, the surviving brother, the Yavam, is a cheresh, she'ena shameh ve'ena medaber. In the days of the Tanoim, cheresh, a deaf mute couldn't be educated, so he would be retarded. So the word cheresh really means a person. We must have spoken about it. No, cheresh means one who's retarded. So that's what the achrenim have. That even if the person is shameh and is medab, but he's retarded, there are people who can't speak and they can't hear, but they're sick. So yeah. So one of the rabbis says, the president of my shul is retarded. But he's a multimillionaire. And he's the president of the shul. He was elected. Maybe he is a little retarded. But he has the seichel of an average 13-year-old child. So that's not called a cheresh. Cheresh means one is retarded significantly to the extent he doesn't have the seichel of a shvacha 13-year-old. So a cheresh is usually a lav bar das. But you don't need das for chalitza. All you need is kavana. So if you explain to him there's a mitzvah in the Torah, he can have kavana. So the cheresh and the cheresh should be good. Even though the din is actually is kav v'shneim, that's what Reb Chaim pointed out. Chaim pointed out there's a Tesis in Chulin says that. Chaim just quoted the Tesis, and then he elaborated upon it. That the Mishnah says, Acherish and Nechlatz, the Yovam is Acherish, Och Areshish, Acholtza. So it says that it's no good. Och Aletzis Lekoton, if the Yovam is not yet Bar Mitzvah, he's before Bar Mitzvah, so the din is Chalitzos of Psula. So that's the question, why is it Psula? If there's no need for Das, all you need is Kavana, so the cotton can be very bright. Alpidin, a cotton before Bar Mitzvah doesn't have Das. But if you say Chalitza, Rav Chaim quotes the test, Chalitza does need Das, all you need is Kavana, the cotton can have Kavana. So it must be it's based on a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? It says, Kocha Yosel Lo Ish. So the word Ish often has a connotation, Ish Prat Le Isha, or Ish Prat Le Kotten. The Ish Prat Le Isha, you don't need a Pasuk over Ish Prat Le Isha. He's a Yavam, obviously he's an Ish. So it means Ish Prat Le Kotten, Ish Prat Le Kotten. Like it says, V'yom Neshneho Anoshim, Asher Lehem Harif. So the Gemara Darshan, V'yom Neshneho Anoshim, Elohu Edim, Bashelahem Harif Elo Ha Balidinim, Lefne Hashem Elo Adayonim, that the Edim have to be Bamida, the Balidinim have to be Bamida, and the Bezna has to be Bishiva. So the Gemara Baba Basa says, Yom Neshne Anoshim, Prat Lektanim, that a Kotlin is postulated is based on that Pasuk. Because Anoshim, Prat Lektanim. Also, Anoshim, Prat Lenoshim. Women are also postulated is based on the same Pasuk. It might both. Noshim is Anoshim. Usually you say Anoshim either Prat Ish Prat Isha or Ish Prat Lekotna. He is Darshan both. The Torah Shabbat Pen interprets. The Pasuk, it sounds like it goes on the Baladinim. The Torah Shabbat Pen interprets. So we say that the word Anoshim goes on the Edim, so we say it's Mimai both. That the Edom can neither be Ketanim nor can they be Noshim. They're both Pasulaitis. Yeah. So the Gemara says we learn it out from the Pasuk. Kochi Yosa Le'ish, Ish Prat Le'Kotten. That a Kotten cannot do Chalitza is a Gzeres HaKosim. Not for that Gzeres HaKosim. We would have said he can't do Chalitza. Because a Kotten is a Bar Hochi of having Kavana. You just can't have Das. The din is when you do Hazoas Poraduma water to. Usually when somebody's tummy or a kli is tummy, so you toivel in the mikveh and it becomes tar. Sometimes you have to shiv in the kim and then you toivel in the mikveh and it becomes tar. And if a person is a tummy mei, so you have to have hazor shlishi shvi from poraduma water and then actually go to the mikveh and become tar. So the din is when you do hazor poraduma water shlishi shvi, the one who's he's a tohar ala tummy, he has to have kavana that it should land on him. If he's just tam throwing, he's sprinkling water all over the place. He doesn't know what he's doing, so that's not good. So what if you have a cotton do the hazor? So that's a whole discussion in the Gemara Yuma. When a cotton, can a cotton be mazah? How can a cotton be mazah? You have to have kavana. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rabbi Ochanan, Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Shimon, they all say from the last 100 years. They all say, you need kavana, but you don't need das. Das is when you take a neder, you need das. When you do gitur kedushin, kinyonim, you need das. But for Hazoas Paraduma water, you just need Kavana. So Kotten is a Barachi of Kavana. So Kotten should have been able to do the Chalitza, but it's Gzeres HaKosov, Kocha Yosalish, Ish Prat LeKotten. Kotten can't do. What about the Cheresh Bechareshes? Cheresh Bechareshes, they're retarded, Salpidin, they can't have Das. They have a Shvacha Secha, they can't have Das. But sometimes they can't have Kavana. So why can't the Cheresh and the Chareshes do the Chalitza? So the Gemara is going to say, is it because La b'nei dey aninu? That's not the real reason. Gemara said, because Cheresh is ene shameh v'ene medaber. So since they can't speak, so they can't do the Kriyas HaPsukim. Either then is that the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Mi'akev. So the Gemara says, Kol she'ene roi l'bila, bili Mi'akev is birth. They quote Rav Zeira's din. Rav Zeira says, when you bring Mincha Balula Bashem in here, it's a little past the halfway point down Kuvdalan on the base. So the Gemara says, Kid Rab Zera, the Omer Rab Zera has a tiny little letter gimel there from the Ayin Mishpah. Kol Arai Labila, Bila means Mincha Belula Bashemen, you stir with oil. So you did, let's say you have a Mincha and you pour in oil. So you did Matan Shemen, that's not enough, Matan Shemen, you have to stir. So if you have more than Shishim Esreinim, the Kli Echod, the Kelim have a certain size. If it would be a bigger kli, you'd be able to do believe it. But there's kelim or a certain size. So you can't put in samach alaf esrein and be kli echad. So even though if you'd bring a karbi mincha, you didn't matan shema, you didn't do the belila, The Mishnah says like balal is kosher, but yeah, but it's kosher. But if you have too much flour, too much mincha, samachalaf has shiny mikli echad, it's not even right to do blil. If you do blil, it's gonna fall out. It's gonna overflow. So then the whole carbon is no good. So he said the same thing over here, that even though the kriyas ha-psukim is not mi'akev, that's only geret geborn when, if the person is barhochi, he's able to speak. But if he's a chevish, ene shameh ve'ene medaber, even not ene shameh ve'ene medaber is, in the days of the Tanaim, that's called retarded, he's al-pidin Allah badas, chevish ha debekotan is Allah badas. What if he's ilan ve'ilemes, he's just mute, he is a badas. And he can hear, he just can't speak. So Ilav Ilemis is even a bardas. So the Gemara says, Ilav Ilemis can't do chalitza either, because you have to have both of them should be roi ledibur. Both the Yovan with the Yavama have to both be roi le kriyas apsukim. So since they're not roi to do the kriyas apsukim, so we say it's ma'ake b'di'evit. That's a what kind of a din is that? Why should there be such a din? If the blila is not me'akim and the kriyas apsukim is not me'akim, so what does it bother me if they're not roi for the kriyas apsukim? Why should it be worse? So this is a big machlokes in Rishonim. What's the shlech? Why does Rab Zera hold like that? Rab Zera proves his din from a mishnah. He's right. He's just explaining a mishnah in Menachas that even though blila in the mincha is not me'akim, it says so many times in chabala b'Hashem, and that's what Tosfos asks. Usually in Kochim, the Habirul has to be Shina Levakas of Liyakim. If the Pasuk only says it once, the assume it's only Lechatchila. The Gemara says the Midrash HaTaran Adreshes Pem are slightly different in the area of Kochim than in the Kolotar Kula. So Tosis writes that one of the Nafkaminis is that you need Shina Levakas of Liyakim. If it only says it then in Korbanis once, so it's only Lechatchila, and if it says it twice, Shina Levakas of Liyakim, it's repeated another time, then it indicates that it's Likuv. So Tosfos, here it says many times, Minchul below Bashem and Iska, but the Chanukah Sanasim. Every day, 12 days in a row, it says so many times. So Tosfos says, it must be that you darshan something else from that. Because the Mishnah says, the light ball is kosher. So what's wrong with Eina Roy Labila? Why should a Bila be Miakevis? So the Shagasarye takes the task, the Shibboleth Halekah. He quotes the Shibboleth Halekhet and he doesn't agree. Shibboleth Halekhet has like this, Rashi and Tosfos quote from the Bahag. Bahag is from the days of the Goyim, the Halachas Gedolos. If someone is in the middle of Tefillah Balachash, I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the Chazan is up to Kedusha already. So you're not allowed to be mafsik for Kedusha. There's one opinion in the Gemara that Omen Yehesh Meirab is so important, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Tefillah Balachash to say Omen Yehesh Meirab. The Gemara says, we don't pass like that. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So let's say the Chazan is up to Kedusha. I didn't finish the Shemoneh Esrei yet. So Rashi and Tosfos quote from the Halachas Gedolos, you should stop and pay attention. If the Chazan says Kadosh, a lot of times the Chazan doesn't say, there's a Kadosh Shimcha out loud, the Korazel Zev Yamar, and then he says, Luma Sam Baruch Yameiru, and he doesn't say Kadosh Kadosh, he doesn't say the Pasuk. So Tosfos recommends, and Shulchan Aruch recommends, the Chazan should say the Pasuk. In case there's somebody who's in the middle of the Shtil Shman Esrei, and he's not allowed to be Mafsik, but Shemeh Ka'ina, if he'll pay attention to the Chazan has a mind to be Motzi, those are in the middle of davening, so you can be out to a Shemeh Ka'ina. So that's what, right, so that's what Tosfos says to Kashi, if it's Shemeh Ka'ina, then it should be a Hefsik, Mimon Amshach. It should be a Hefsik. So they quote in the name of the Mazricha Magid, Achsidish Eteretz, that the Gemara says, Machshava Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa Lamaisa. Machshava Ra'ina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa Lamaisa. So if you're Maharer, you want to be Yotze Kedusha, so that's Machshava Torah, you want to be Yotze Mitzvah. But with respect to being a Hefsik, that's called the Machshava Ra. So Machshava Ra'ina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa Lamaisa. That's a pshetl. That's a pshetl. Achsidish Eteretz. It's a Tosfos Es Takasha. If you yotze the kedusha by paying attention, shemeh kohen, then it should be a hefsik. It's not a kasha hefsik. Rav Soloveitchik told us it's not a kasha. It's a hefsik because shemeh kohen. It's considered as if you spoke. Or the geretz, so speaking is a hefsik. It's a hefsik in shekel lulav in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It's also a hefsik. If you shake the lulav in the middle of halal, it's not a hefsik because kach tiknah chachamim. They want you to shake the lulav in the middle of halal. But if you like tefillah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's also a hefsik. You're not supposed to be doing something else at the time. So you're not supposed to be Yotze You're not supposed to be yotzei kedusha in the middle of tefillah balachash. Even if you wouldn't hashemeh ke'oina, even if it's not that it's considered as if you said it, but you're being yotzei the kedusha. You're not supposed to be yotzei kedusha in the middle of the shemana esrei.
Is chalitza at least a matir according to everybody?
Yeah, for sure.
So then why can't we say that since chalitza is a matir at least, then a cheresh can't you need das for a matir, and a cheresh doesn't have das.
So that's where Abraham Soloveitchik quotes a Tosis in the first perek in Chulin. But Tosfos shows from this Mishnah the fact that you need a separate pasuk indicates that you don't need das, you just kavana. Gemara says actually it's kavana shneya. If the Yavama is the salesman in the shoe store, she tries on a shoe on the yom, she takes it off, they didn't have kavana at all, l'shem chalitza. But if they have kavana, that's good enough. You don't have to have das al pidin. You don't have to have das as a higher level. You don't need das al pidin. So cotton is a barhachi of kavana. And the Chevish and the Chavishis and the Ilim and the Ilema, certainly they are a bar hochi of having kavana. Ilim and Ilema is a mamish of badas. Yeah.
There's such a thing as kavana for a matir. I thought kavana is just for a mitzvah, but for a matir you need a greater level.
No, the Chacham Tzvi in the first essay, the first shuv in the Chacham Tzvi discusses this shaila, and the Gemara says hashis kavna shneim. The chalitza is only matir di yivamel hinasel hashuk. If both the Yovam and the Yovam had Kavana. So he says, Kavana for what? What Kavana? What are they supposed to have in mind? So he raises one possibility, maybe Mitzvah Sichos Kavana. They have a mind to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Maybe that's the pshat, because Chalitz is a Mitzvah, and maybe Mitzvah Sichos Kavana, Mitzvah derives, that's a many post hold like that, La'alocha. The Gemara has a machloikis, whether Mitzvah Sichos Kavana or not. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz, Halacha L'maisa, and the Ramban like that. The mitzvahs deraisa we paskin. You do need kavana. Mitzvah deraban. You don't need kavana. So the Chacham Tzvi is not sure when you say the yovam and yivam have to have kavana. It doesn't mean kavana l'shem mitzvah. So once the yotze the mitzvah, so then she's mutaris l'hinasi l'ashuk. Or should you say no kavana l'hatir? Maybe it means you need kavana l'hatir, but it's not das. Das is I have the right to decide. Do I want to sell the building? Do I want to buy the building? Do I want to take an edda? Do I want to bind myself? Do I want to marry this woman? Do I want to get divorced from my wife? So that's das. I'm making a decision. I make the decision. I'm a balabas. I'm a bailam over here. I have the right to decide to get married. I have the right to decide to get divorced. I have the right to decide I want to accept an edda. I have the right to decide I want to buy something. I want to sell something. So that's a das bailam. But over here, well, he's not a bailam. He was stuck. There's a din in our Torah. The woman was married to my brother. My brother died. So the Torah says she's not allowed to marry with Chutza until she has Chalitza. So the Yavam has to do the Chalitza, but it's not that he with the power vested in him, like he's the husband. He's not the husband. He doesn't have any power vested in him. He's not the Baal. The Torah imposes upon him the obligation to do a mitzvah. And once he do the mitzvah, she shall be Materis. So that's what the Chacham Tzvi is not sure. Is the Achis Kavnishne means they have to have Kavana for the mitzvah or Kavana for the Matir? That he means kavana for the matter. He's not sure what the kavana is. So we usually tell him to have both kavanas. You tell the Yavam and the Yavama, what you're doing now is a mitzvah, and by performing this mitzvah, she will be permitted to remarry. So they should have that in mind. They should have both in mind. They have kavana l'shem mitzvah and kavana l'shem matir. Yeah. So the Shagasariyeh disagrees with the Shubala Haleka, the Rashi and Taisus and Sukkah quote this from the Bahag, from the Baloch Zos. Rashi and Taisus and Brochas also quote it. Someone is in the middle of the Shtilishman Esrei, and the Balkur is ready up to Kriyas HaTorah. So let him stop in the middle of Shman Esrei, and he'll pay attention to the Brocha. He won't answer Brochas Hashem, Brocha Hashem, Brocha Nialvar. He can't answer. Shamea Ke'oina, he'll pay attention. And then after they finish the Kriyas HaTorah, he'll go back to continue the Shman Esrei. But that's what Rashi and Taisus quote. You should have a mind for Kedusha, you have a mind for Kaddish. Chazan is going to say, he already finished the whole Chazar HaSashatz, he's saying that Kaddish is Kabbal, that Kaddish, and I'm still in the middle of the Shman Esrei, so I should pay attention, even though I'm not allowed to say, Omen Yehesh Mei Rabbah, Shemea Koina is considered as if I said, and I'm Yotze.
You've
got to be careful. It shouldn't be Shok Delik Maskula. Okay, that's another din. If you have a pause in the middle of Shman Esrei, it's so long, that you could have said the whole Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end. So that's mevatel the tzir for the Shemoneh Esrei. All 18 brachas are ma'akvim zeh zeh. Ma'akvim zeh zeh. So if you have such a long pause in the middle, shok the nigmas kula, not that I'm up to sim shalom and it'll take me half a minute to finish. How long would it take to finish from the beginning to the end? Nigmas kula from the beginning to the end. So if you shok the nigmas kula, then it'll be a problem. Then it'll be too long a pause. Okay? You shouldn't pause so long. So the Shibboleth HaLeket has a taina against this Bahag. The run on the Rif in Sukkah has the same taina. I don't know why the Shagazai quoted the Shibboleth HaLeket. It's an exotic sefer most people don't have. The run on the Rif everybody has. In the back of the Gemara you have the run. I don't know. So he quotes the Shibboleth HaLeket has the same taina as the run. That when do you say Shemer Koina if he's Roy Lekriya? If the person is in Middle Shemoneh Esrei, he can't answer. Omni Heshmer Rabbi can't answer Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. Not allowed to. So the din is Shemer Koina if you're able to be Oina. If you could have said Pasuk, you could have said Amen. Let's say someone says Kiddush and I'm supposed to say Amen. Kol Hoina Amen Kilo Hoitzi Brachem Epivdami. If you say Amen, there you Yoitzi. So what if someone says Kiddush and I didn't say Amen? I was paying attention, I did not say Amen. So Shomeya Ki'oina, if you paid attention, it's considered, it's just as good as answering Amen. If you would have answered Amen, Kalayin Amen, Kilahoitzi Brachami Pivdami, so you Yotzi with Shomeya Ki'oina, Afa Pisha Loi Ona Amen. So the Shibboleth HaLeket has a Taina, Shibboleth HaLeket is one of the Rishonim, and the Ran quotes the Taina as well. He doesn't quote it from the Shibboleth HaLeket. Medvar Mamurim, when do you say Shemek Aina? If he's in a situation that is right to be Aina, he could have said Amen and he didn't bother to. He could have said Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Could have said Amen Yehesh Meirah. But if he's in the middle of the Tefillah Balachar, she can. So Kol Shein Roy Ledila, Bila Miyakevizbo. Kol Shein Roy Lamira, Amira Miyakevizbo. That's what he taina against this practice that was accepted. Rashi Tosfos quoted from the Baha. So the Shagasar has a taina, he says, when you say Kol Shein Roy Lebila, if you have a mitzvah that should have been done Bishlei Musa, you bring a mincha, you do Matan Shemen, then you're supposed to do Blila, mincha Blila B'Shemen. So if you didn't do the Blila, it's incomplete. But if you didn't do the Blila because it's too much flour in the Kli, and if you do Blila, it'll spill over, so it's impossible to do it. So if you do a mitzvah, Shalom Bishlei Musa, sometimes you yotzei b'riyevet. If you do a mitzvah very much Shalom Bishlei Musa, it says too much is missing. Let's say you have a pair of tefillin and you're missing one of the parshiyos. So it's not kosher. If it's missing too much, teignesh. Sometimes the mitzvah is good Shalom Bishlei Musa and sometimes it's too much Shalom Bishlei Musa. So the Shagatai says, if it's ain't a royal blila, it's ain't a royal kriyas apsukim, chevish v'chareshes, or ilim v'ilemes, not royal kriya, then it's considered very much Shalom Bishlei Musa. But he says, by Shemer Koina, there isn't even a chatchila that you have to. Shemir Kain is good lachatchila. So what do you mean? If it's not royal amira, because he's in the middle of the still Shemoneh Esrei, then they don't say Shemir Kain. Why not? There's no din that you have to be oima lachatchila. He says, whenever there isn't even a din lachatchila, it's not, you're not doing the mitzvah shalom b'shalay musa. It is b'shalay musa. So itainis, it shouldn't apply there. The Shibboleth HaLeket and the Ran, who did it apply in Yerideya, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, they quote the Shaila. Let's say, the Mishnah says in Trumas, L'chatchila, chamisha lo yitromu. Five people shouldn't be mafresh shum, and even b'rievet if the mafresh is not chal. Cherusha to be cut, and can't be mafresh. Then it says, an orum, person who's not dressed, shouldn't be mafresh shum, he won't be able to say a bracha. Ilein, a person who's mute, shouldn't be mafish shum. He can't say the bracha. He can't speak. So l'chatchila shouldn't be mafish shum. So the same thing, an ilein shouldn't shecht l'chatchila because he can't say the bracha. So what if he's only mute but he's not deaf? And someone else is shechting at the same time and the other one is saying a bracha. So can I wink to him? I can't talk. Can I wink to him? You say the bracha and I'll be yotze with you a bracha. Is that okay? So in Hilchos Shechita, they quote a machlokes Rishonim. So some say it doesn't help. Because when he says Shemeh Koine, if I'm Roy Lamira myself, if I'm Roy, I could have said the bracha myself, I rely on him. But if I'm not Roy Lamira, then you don't say Shemeh Koine. And others say, no, Kol Shein Roy Labila, Bila Me'akeb, it doesn't apply over here. So that's this machlokes between the Shagasar and the other Rishonim. It's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rabbi Rishonim will hold. So the Shagasar, we understand. He argues that the whole din of Rav Zeira, Kol Sheni Roi Labi, the Bili Mekebis only applies when you're doing a mitzvah, Shalo Bishle Musa. And if it's very much Shalo Bishle Musa, even if you would have wanted to, you couldn't have done it Bishle Musa, so then it's too much Shalo Bishle Musa, then you're not in the Yeretzah B'diyavad. The other Rishonim hold that that's not what it's based on. Tosfos in Bava Basra, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, has a case of Kol Sheni Roi Labila. That's one of the cross references here. It says Rab Zera Kol Sheni Roi Labila. So it says Bava Basra Pei Aleph. Bava Basra Pei Aleph. The din is when you bring bikurim. So you're supposed to. There's a mitzvah Habas bikurim and mikra bikurim. So mikra bikurim to recite Arami Abiravi is only possible if you bring the bikurim yourself. If you send the Raidei Shliach, you can't say Baruch Adam Hashem Asata Li Hashem. He's not the owner of the field that the Bikurim grew in. So if you send like Dei Shliach, you can't do Mikra Bikurim. But so why don't you say Kol Sheni Roi Labila Bili Me'akev? So the Gemara says, if L'chatchila, when he designated the Bikurim, when he declared Hareza Bikurim, he had in mind L'chatchila that he's going to send it Dei Shliach, so it never was M'chuyiv in Mikra Bikurim in the first place. But if initially he designated the Bikurim Mikarov, he had in mind he's going to bring it himself. Then something comes up later, he wants to send it Aide Shliach. So Gemara says to Tegnish, because Kol Sheni Roi Labila, Bili Me'akevizma. So the point of the Shagasar, because he's doing the mitzvah very much, Shalo Bishle Musa. There was a chiv to have Mikri Bikurim, and he can't fulfill it, because the Shliach can't say, so you're not even Yotze B'dievet. But Tosis on the Dab doesn't say that, Hezma. Tosis says, because it's like maybe. It's like May the Mincha Men Hakitnius. The Torah tells you what kind of kabbonis you have to bring. The Torah tells you what kind of bikurim you should bring. The Torah says you should bring bikurim in such a way that it's possible to have mikra bikurim. If you're going to bring the bikurim in a way you can't fulfill kriyas bikurim, can't say Baruch Hashem Shem Satali Hashem, send out the Shliach. That's not the way the Torah describes. So it's like maybe Mincha Men Hakitnius. That's Tosfos Moshe. So Tosfos doesn't say like the Shagasarye. That it's no good because very much, too much Shalo Bishle Musa. It says, it's not the way the Torah described the nature of the mitzvah. The Torah describes the mitzvah that you're doing Belila, and you're doing Mikra Bikurim, and you're doing the Rikike. So if it's impossible to do the Kriyas HaPsukim, then that's not the way the Torah described the mitzvah. So that's why it's not good. No, Tosfos doesn't go with the Hezbar of the Shagasar. So that's a fundamental machlokes. How do you understand the din of Rab Zera, Kol Sheni Roi Labila, Bili Me'akevus. Okay, believe that, and next week we'll have to continue. This is a rich topic. There's more on this topic.
We should be following the Machlokes of the Life by Mitzvah, where he doesn't have a right here. So according to some, you can't do it. It remains in the Torah his whole life, or according to, I think, Rabbi Lazar, you put it in the area. So shouldn't it be following in that Machlokes?
The Gemara has a different lashon there, where the binah kroh kedichsiv, when the Torah says how to do a mitzvah, is it to be taken literally? Every word is to be taken literally. And no, al tunoch ozna means, let's say he's missing an ear, they cut off his ear. Al tunoch ozna means where the ear used to be, abanya, the way the thumb used to be. So the Gemara has a different word over there, where the binah kroh kedichsiv, or you can reinterpret the pasuk, it means on the mokam. Not exactly the same. Gemara assumes that it's not exactly the same. In Parsha Shmois, we have the description of Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't Mal his baby, and he went back there at Mitzrayim. And then the Malach came to punish. He was going to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, Misa ben Hashemayim, Misa ben Hashemayim, for not being Mal his baby. There is no such din. The Dur is, there is no such din. The father is not Chaim Misa ben Hashemayim, but as a Hayru Ashur. Apparently, before Matan Torah, in the days of Avraham Avinu, apparently there was a din of Misa B'dei Shamayim for the father who doesn't. That's Oval Divrei Navi Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So Avraham Avinu was a Navi. He gave this nevuah: you have to be Malach children. So if the father doesn't do it, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the pasuk says, "Vatikach Tzipor Atzor." She took a sharp rock. Vatikach Tzipor Atzor. The simple reading of the pasuk is that Tzipora did the bris milah. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a machlokes where the ishik shera lomol. A goy is not kosher lomol because the goy doesn't have the mitzvah milah. So women also don't have the mitzvah milah. They don't even have, on their body there's nothing to discuss. But even if they have the baby boy, they're not obligated to take care of the bris on their baby. The husband has an obligation. The mother doesn't have an obligation. The wife doesn't have an obligation. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether isha ksheira lomul or not. Halacha l'maase, we avoid it because of the machlokes. Bottom line, the shach says l'halacha, if it's the yom hashmini and the only one who is available to do the bris milah is an isha, so bottom line, we paskin that rather than postpone the milah to make milah shel bizmana, we would permit an isha to do the bris milah. But l'chatchila we avoid it because it's a machlokes in the Gemara and it's a machlokes of Rishayim had a paskin. By the embroyers, by the yekis, they have a long piyut that they say by the suda, by the bris. Everybody else also has a piyut, but the one they say by bris, one of the Balei Ataisis from Rabbein Ephraim Regensburg, I think. No, it's from the other Rabbein Ephraim, not the famous Rabbein, a different Rabbein Ephraim. And he has in the piyut, it says, an ishik sheir alamo. He says that psak alocha. Bottom line, we pass an ishik sheir alamo. The minig is, she took a tzor. What's a tzor means? A sharp rock. If you have nothing better, use a rock. If you have something better, use a knife. Or use a scissors. So it's interesting, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mila, he quotes a braisa from the beginning of Maseches Chulin. Vakol molin, you can use any sharp thing to do the bris mila. You can use a rock, tzor. You can use a knife, you can use the scissors. You can use a sharp piece of glass. You can use a sharp piece of grass. Sometimes you can get a paper cut. If you rub your finger against the edge of an envelope, you can cut your finger sometimes. So the din is you can do a bris milah with a sharp piece of paper. If it cuts, if it does the job, everything is good. And then the Rambam says, Kva nog kol Yisrael to use a sakin. So it's a very strange law. What do you mean, Kva nog kol Yisrael? The Jews have the minig, and the goyim don't have the minig. And why is the minig to do a sakin? Why don't you use scissors? So several of the Mefarshim explain that the Karaites, in the days of the Ram, there were a lot of Karaites. There aren't so many around now. So in the days of the Ram, there were a lot of Karaites. He lived in Egypt. There were a lot of Karaites there. So the Karaites had their own Torah Shabbal Peh. They didn't accept Torah Shabbal Peh. They made up their own drushes. So the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, Kach locha harvos tzurim shumolitz bnei Yisrael shenis. When they came, the 40 years in the Midbar, most of the Shvatim didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Mila because the weather conditions were such that it was a little unhealthy. It was a little dangerous to do a bris mila. So Shevet Levi wasn't nervous, so they always did bris mila. The other Shvatim were nervous. So for those who are nervous, it's called the suffix hakana. Those who are not nervous, not called the suffix hakana because it was nowhere near 50-50. If it's anything near 50-50, it's a suffix hakana. It doesn't matter if you're a daredevil. That's a suffix hakana. It was nowhere near 50-50. So then the din is shayim epsayim Hashem. For the one who's nervous, it's called the suffix sakana. One who's not nervous, not called the suffix sakana. So they were told after they crossed over the Yarden, so they're not in the midbar anymore. So there's no longer suffix sakana. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says they should have a national bris mila. Whoever didn't have bris mila the last 40 years should have a bris mila now. So because it says kach locha harvos tzurim, so the karaim had their own drushes. It means scissors that you have one sharp knife cuts against the other. So they came up with a psak. You can only fulfill the mitzvah mila with the scissors. So the Rambam writes, no one should think the karaim. All right, we don't follow anything the karaim say. So the minig, even though it would make more sense to use a knife, you're cutting around the orla. So you should cut with a knife. So he says, they cut with a. You should use a scissors. You're cutting around. So he says, kvanog kolison means the rabbinic Jews, the Orthodox Jews, use a knife. Because the karaim insist on using a scissors, so we bedafke go out of our way, and we use dafke a knife. That's the meaning that we have also by kiddushin. The Rambam says that there are three ways. In the beginning of Hilchas Issa, Rambam says there are three ways to make kiddushin: either kesef or shtar or bia. So the Gemara says they prohibited bia. Mekadosh with bia is awesome with the rabbanim. Rab Mangid, Rab would give Makas Mardis to someone who would be Mekadosh, but you can either be Mekadosh b'Kesef or b'Shtar. So the Rambam says, Kvanog kol Yisrael, the Rambam writes that Kesef is Medivrei Sofrim. Kesef is Dorosh Baal Peh. The Rambam learned the Gemara like that. Kesef is only a drush of Zerusha v'kicha, kicha misdeyafron. So Kesef is only a drush of Dorosh Baal Peh, and Kedusha Kesef and Kedusha Shtar is considered Torah Shebichsav. So the Karaites, the three different groups of Karaites, there are African and European and Asian Karaites. Each one has their own shtick, and they have certain things in common. So one of the common things they have, none of them have Kedusha Kesef. They don't have Kedusha Kesef, because it's Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rama writes over there, Kedusha Kesef is only Torah Shebal Peh, Medibrei Sefer. Then he says also, Kvanog Kol Yisrael, the Kaddish B'Kesef. What do you mean Kvanog Kol Yisrael? Means that Rabbinic Jews, those are Orthodox Jews and follow Torah Shebal Peh, we bedapke go out of our way to make Kedusha on Adei Kesef, to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. We don't follow anything that the Karaim say. So we don't want Dapke to do Kedusha Kesef. There's such a practice also. The Balamor, in the third Perek of Masechus Shabbos, and Perikira writes that it's very complicated about reheating food on Shabbos. You take food out of the refrigerator, so midirabbanan, it's prohibited to put it back on top of the blech. So there are a lot of details when it's muta, when it's osur. So the Balamor says, maybe a person will think, malona balatzarazas, what do I need the whole thing? I'll eat cold cuts on Shabbos. I'll eat cold. What do I have to eat hot? So he says, no. Whoever doesn't eat cham and b'shabbos, tzorach b'dika achrav. Whoever doesn't eat something warm, some hot soup, or some hot cholent, or some hot kugel, something hot, you have to check maybe he's from the Katak Karoim. Because the Karaites misinterpreted the Pasuk, l'sevarech b'chon m'shvaseich m'yayim ha-shabbos, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to make a fire, it means you're not allowed to leave any lights on in the house. So the Karaites used to sit in the dark on Friday night, and Friday night the food was warm, because they heated up on Erev Shabbos, they didn't have a chance to cool off. But Shabbos in the morning, all the food was cold already. They didn't have any warm food. So that's what the Balamor has. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Balamor. Whoever doesn't eat Cham and B'Shabbos, Tzorach B'dika Achrav, maybe he's from the Katak Haroi. So we always go out of our way to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. The Chumra, the Kula, we do everything according to the Torah Shebal Peh. Basically, the Torah Shebal Peh is what has saved the Jewish people throughout all the years. You're just going to follow Torah Shebichsav. It's just, if you just follow Torah Shebichsav, it's like a Christian Bible. You have to follow Torah Shebal Peh. Without the Torah Shebal Peh, gate this nish. So we go out of our way by these three cases, by the Bris Mila. We use Dafka and knife, even though it would make more sense to use scissors. And by the Kedushin, we go out of our way, Dafka, to use Torah Shebal Peh, Kedushin Kesef. We have the cholent on Shabbos to demonstrate that we follow Torah Shalom. Yeah.
As we mentioned about the Torah Shabbat, it's a really proud for me. It was all
Here we go.